The November Snake is the title of a new short story by Silas House. The story is set around the turn of the last century, when a young woman named Vine goes on a hike alone on a warm day. Here, the story is read by its author.
Vine recalled in perfect, startling detail the day the copperhead sank its fangs into her leg. She was 15, already a woman in shape and mind, and she was far up on Redbud Mountain. The sun was a white ball in the sky, and she could feel its heat upon her face. It was unnaturally warm for the middle of November. Vine climbed the steep mountain and dug her heels into the cliff as she crawled onto the outcropping. She bunched her dress up against one thigh and scooted out on her rump to keep from falling. She got as close to the edge as she dared and wrapped her arms around her knees as the sensation of height turned over in her belly. Below her, there was a legion of trees rolling like waves toward the two big-shouldered mountains that stood on the other side of the valley. Down there, where her mother and aunt were laundering the clothes by the river, a thin ribbon of gray smoke curled into the sky, impossibly tall. She had closed her eyes when she felt a sharp sensation on her ankle. It felt as if she had been poked with the end of the fireplace poker. She bent over to run her fingers over the sting and saw it. A snake. A snake in November. It's not possible, she thought. It's their sleeping time. But there it lay, moving about in the circles of itself, as if defying her. Its tongue was short, quick, and black. Before she knew what she was doing, Vine jumped to her feet, bent down, and snatched the snake up by its tail. As if from very far away, she heard her father's voice. If a snake strikes, you must kill it. She held it firmly by the tail, and with all her strength mustered in one arm, she snapped it against the cliff as if it were a wet towel. She could feel the life going out of it, sizzling up her arm and across her shoulder until it petered out over the air. The snake bite on her leg was throbbing, breathing. The snake lived only in her now, and she briefly wondered if it didn't pass on more than mere poison. Perhaps it instilled a bit of its own evil into the blood of its victims. She ran down the mountain. She thought that at any moment her leg would simply fall out from under her. Her father was near the foot of the mountain, cutting firewood. He dropped his axe in mid-swing. She fell at his feet. "It's a copperhead," he said, sinking to his knees. He picked up the snake and ran his fingers down its lithe body, like someone feeling for broken bones in an arm. "Where?" She thrust her leg into his lap, and he called for her mother to bring him the snake medicines. While he went to work on her, Vine lifted her head and looked down at him. His knees were planted into the ground as he sliced the cut, applied the lard and medicine. It seemed that he never blinked. His eyes were very dark, his mouth held firmly, the way her mother did when she was trying to thread a needle. In that moment, Vine loved him more than she could ever remember doing so before. For the first time in memory, she felt affection for him swell up in her chest so largely that she feared for a moment it was the poison blooming toward her heart. She loved him for the calm look of fear upon his face. He was collected, but there was fright on him. "It is all I can do," her father finally said. He walked on his knees until he was beside her head. He leaned down very close to her face and gathered up her hand in his own. He held it as if it was a fragile thing. "Lay still for just a minute," he whispered. Then he closed his eyes and he prayed aloud. He prayed in Cherokee, and she could not believe it. He had left all the old ways behind long ago, but his words were so beautiful. They made her picture birds taking flight, flowers bending their heads in the breeze. His words conjured up images of spring. His breath was hot against her cheek, and even though she didn't know a word of the old language, she closed her eyes and prayed too.
The November Snake, read by Silas House. He lives in Lily, Kentucky.